and he makes you wait. And you're knocking on the door, like, hurry up, Lord, hurry up, Lord. God tells you, I'm not finished preparing these works for you yet. And in God's perfect time, when he finished with you, his workmanship, and then he finished the works, then you walk in them and you enjoy. It becomes another period of enjoyment or bearing fruit for God and doing things for God. And that will have its season. And then one day when that season is over and you're going to go to another level, the same process starts again. Glory to glory, grace upon grace. Have you wondered what it means? That's what it means. You move from one level of grace to another level of grace. When you finish that level, you move another level and another level. In between, he prepares his workmanship and his works. You move from one glory to another. Grace upon grace, glory to glory. That's law number three in God's progression in our life. So the three laws once again. Remember that in Paul's progression of his ministry, that firstly, he has to be faithful where he's planted. Secondly, he has to be open to God's creative leadings and progression. It's not the same each time to go to the next place. Thirdly, he has to wait for God's timing. And God's timing involves two things. He has to finish his work inside for the next phase, and he has finished the circumstances for you to enter in. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that in each one of our lives, as we look at the life of the Apostle Paul, the same pattern is taking place. Perhaps some of us are in the midst of a harvest and we're harvesting things in our life. Help us, Lord, to realize that there's a season of harvest and a season of replanting, so that we'll do all that we can and be faithful and prepare, Lord, for the time when that changes and you move us on. And Father, those of us who are in between, moving from one thing to another, or those of us who are still faithfully doing the little things, waiting for the fulfillment of the dream, the vision, the call, the ministry, the job, the business opportunities that you have spoken to our hearts long, long ago. Father, I pray that you give us the patience to wait upon you, and the yieldedness to allow you to make us your workmanship, so that we will fit exactly into the door that you want us to fit in. Thank you, Father God, that you do your work in each one of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's rise together and sing the song.